Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. With training camp right around the corner, BetOnline has opened up odds for team wins, division futures, and, of course, the Super Bowl. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEF to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
This morning, here on 100 Yards of Football, it's time to explore another NFL legend, and Vincent Turner is on hand to do it. Today, we go down to the great state of Florida, where this next subject originates from Jacksonville, 6 foot, 204-pounder out of Robert E. Lee High School. He goes under Bobby Bowden to the great Florida State University. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pro Football Hall of Famer this morning is going to be dissected and analyzed by Vincent Turner here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner, and today, doing these videos is really, really, like I said, and I'm going to say it for the 100th time, it's really giving me an insight on some of the greatest stories of how these players, their trials and tribulations are making it into the NFL. And it's just a blessing and an honor. The young man you see on the screen right there, out of all the videos that I've done over the last 2 months, from the Otis Taylors to the Willie Lanier's to the Jerry Rice's to the Willie Towns to the Muhammad Ali's, I would say Leroy Butler's story is probably one of the 5 top stories or videos I've done that's touched my heart and actually put tears in my eyes. This young man was a tremendous, tremendous football player that I didn't even know about. And the reason I say that, when you look at Florida State and over the years and the ascension of Bobby Bowden, they've had so many great players, from Deion Sanders to Bobby Butler to Ron Simmons to Marion Roll. I'm going to throw him in there. Antonio Cromartie, Jalen Ramsey, Jameis Winston. But I think Leroy Butler gets swept under the rug at how great he was. But the thing that touched me before I get into really his awards and him being voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame is that, man, here's a young man that was born in Jacksonville, Florida. His parents separated when he was about 8 months old. Then at 8 months old, he had a situation where he had his feet were pigeon-toed. The doctors literally had to break bones in both his feet. And for a time, for almost 6 to 8 years, he had to be in a wheelchair and wear leg braces and couldn't do nothing. But I was seeing on the interview with Leroy Butler, his mother Eunice passed 4 years ago. And the one thing he said that I was looking on this video on social media, on YouTube, was that he wished his mother could have been there. And the thing I go back, and when Leroy was talking about him being in a wheelchair and his obstacles, is that he always had a dream that he was going to play in the league. But his mother, Eunice Butler, Leroy said she was a praying sister. She was a praying sister. And Leroy said she prayed 100 times a day. And not one moment when Leroy Butler couldn't go outside and watch his sisters and the siblings playing, he said he never got sad. And this is a story that he said that really, I'm going to be honest with you on 100 Yards Football, I brought tears to my eyes. He said when he was in the second grade, he had leg braces and had sometimes come to school with a wheelchair. It was 30 students in the class. And they had, during that time, sleepover. And the kids choose the kids they want to sleep over. Out of the 30 kids, not one kid chose them. But he said, that's all right. Do you know the impact of that man? At 7 years old, you in school and don't nobody want nothing to do with you? That's serious, man. But Leroy Butler said, that's all right. One day, God gonna have all of them want to come over his house and want my autograph because I'm gonna be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And then I look at Florida State and I look at all those great players and all them great All-Americans. But I don't never hardly hear anything about Leroy Butler to a certain extent. But this young man here, there's no question about it. He's one of the pound-for-pound best football players that ever come out of Florida State. Well, going back at 8 years old, one day his older sister was running through the house, going outside to play kickball. She made a mistake and bumped into Leroy and knocked him down and knocked his braces off his legs. He got up, was able to walk and run. And that day, he said, changed his life. He knew that it was on. He went on to an outstanding high school career at Robin Lee High School in Jacksonville, Florida. Then he went on to Florida State as one of the highest rated football players in the state of Florida. 193 career tackles at Florida State. But he was still kind of, he was a year behind Deion Sanders. But he still kind of didn't get that shine as a football player. And I remember Bobby Bowden saying this about him when he was a senior. He said, Deion Sanders is a very athletic football player, way more athletic, way more speed. But he said about Leroy Butler, Leroy's going to be the same level of pro because Leroy Butler is physical. And you think about that. Here's a guy that went to the Pro Bowl four times with the Green Bay Packers in 1993, 1996, 1997, 1998. 989 career tackles. He became the first player in NFL history that could record 20 sacks and 20 interceptions. He had 38 career interceptions. 13 forced fumbles with the Packers. And then think about this. There was a young man that came from enormous obstacles. Poverty and racism in Jacksonville, Florida, where they grew up on the west side. And then having that health problems to play at that high level. And the one thing I like about what Leroy Butler said, he said when Charles Woodson came to his door and gave him the information. He said, one thing, man, that I want to think about is so many people. But my Green Bay Packers teammates, Reggie White, Gilbert Brown, Eugene Robinson, Doug Evans, Craig Newsome. And he didn't cry. But another thing he said, And Leroy Butler seemed like he's a real good dude, man. Is that he said, hey, man, the Lord had a plan for me to be the Forrest Gump of the National Football League. Then you look at Leroy Butler's skill set as a safety. Going from corner to safety. FBI, football intelligence, A+. Range, A+. Instincts, A+. Cover skills, A+. The open field tackling, A+. Physical, as Bobby Bowden said, A+. Traditional quickness, A+. Ball skills, A+. By his 38 interceptions in the National Football League. And then something else comes to my mind. Is that, think about this. He's remembered for two plays that's always going to stick in your mind when you think about Leroy Butler. 1988, third game of the year against Clemson, the pump Roofski, where he went 78 yards. And then December the 26th, 1993, the Lambeau Leap. He taking a recovered fumble that he had forced. Reggie White couldn't get an end zone, turned around lateral to him. He went 25 yards and invented the Lambeau Leap. But the greatest gift, not only playing at Florida State with all those great players, man, but he was voted to the top 33 greatest high school football players in the state of Florida. And that's not really talked about. On the team were Lamar Jackson, Emmitt Smith, Elgin James, Bruce Armstrong, Larry Little, Lomas Brown, Steve Hutchinson, Marquise Pouncey, the receivers Isaac Bruce, Bob Hayes, Michael Irvin, and then he was voted to that team on the defensive side. Deacon Jones, Jack Youngblood, Vince Woolfolk, Warren Sapp, the linebackers, Derek Brooks, Ray Lewis, Ted Hendricks, and then he made the secondary. Deion Sanders, the great Ken Riley, the late great Ken Riley, Brian Dawkins, another Jacksonville, Savant, Clemson University, and Leroy Butler, voted the top 33 high school players in Florida high school football history. It gets better and better doing these videos, man, on these great people. Leroy Butler, outstanding, man. To overcome what you did, man, and making it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I got to give you all the love and the respect. And to all the former players out there that played at Florida State, his teammates at the Green Bay Packers, y'all need to give him his flowers. Florida State University, you need to stand up. The Bowden family, you need to stand up. Mickey Andrews, you need to stand up. Deion Sanders, while you down at Jackson State, you need to stand up. This is a special human being, man. They had a praying mother, Eunice Butler. I can't say no more, man. The guy played in 181 games. God, when he has a plan for you, and you able to stay the plan and stay the course through all the tough times, that's why he's the greatest, man. And that's why he comes first in my life before anything else. When I read stories like Leroy Butler, I think about my life and I say, oh, man, I think I got it bad. But think about this young man. He was born on July 19th, 1968. I'm born July 17th, 1960. He's a true Cancer. So I know he's good people. Outstanding, man. Can't say no more. Bad, bad Leroy Brown. Leroy Butler, from my heart, Vincent Turner, congratulations on being inducted in the 2022 Hall of Fame. Florida State University and the Green Bay Packers. My love to you and your family and to your late great mother, Eunice Butler, for being a praying sister. Outstanding.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you liked the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to the gentleman that made it happen, Mr. Logan Landers, my producer, and to the gentleman that brought him up. Special thanks and love to you, Mr. Mark Bass. Leroy Butler, you the man, man. 100 Yards Football, Vincent Turner. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.